Gittin Per Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Shloshet Dvarim Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Parta lefnei Chacham. There are three things Rabbi Elazar ben Parta said in front of the Chacham. V'kimas Dvarav. And then Mekayim his words. Al ir shekifa karkum, a city that was sieged, surrounded by an army of Gaisha soldiers. V'alasfina mitarefas b'yam, and on a boat that is tossed around in the sea. V'alayotzi ladin, and if a person's in process of going to din to be judged on something that he may be chayv misa for. All these cases, shehein becheskes kayamin. They have a chazaka that they are all alive. And therefore, if one would send a get, a shliach that would be bringing a get, and the husband was going through one of these things, we assume it's a good get, that the husband was still alive at the time of giving of the get, and so on and so forth. Aval ir shekvasha karkum, but a city that the goyim actually conquered, usfina she'avda bayam, and a ship that was lost at sea, meaning it sunk, or the Rambam learns that the vessels that are able to navigate the ship were broken, so there was no way that the captain or whoever would be manning the ship could navigate it. Vayotze leharek, and also a person that already had his gemar din, that he's supposed to be killed, and now he stands to be killed. Nosnin alein chumrei chayim v'chumrei mesim. We give upon them the chumrei chayim and the chumrei mesim, meaning they have the chumras of if they were alive and the chumras if they were dead. As the Mishnah now says, Bas Yisrael l'Kohen, Bas Kohen l'Yisrael l'Yisrael b'truma. So this is a perfect example. A Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, she can't eat truma. Why? Because perhaps her husband, who's a Kohen, is dead. So since she's no longer married to a Kohen, she can't eat truma. But on the other hand, Bas Kohen l'Yisrael, a daughter of a Kohen that's married to Yisrael, so if he dies childless, she goes back to her father's house and can eat truma again. And let's say that's the case, but we're not sure if her husband died. So you have to give them a chumrah that her husband may still be alive, and therefore she cannot eat truma yet. And also the same din would be, Mefarshim point out, by a get too. For shliach can't be megarish the wife, because maybe the husband's dead, and at the same time, she can't go and marry somebody else, because perhaps the husband's still alive.